The plastic card is heavier than I expected. Not physically heavy, it's a standard ID card about the weight of a credit card, but it carries a different kind of weight. I picked it up this morning from the Incheon Immigration Office, and I've been turning it over in my hands all day. My face, my name, my alien registration number. After 4 days of paperwork and waiting, it's finally real. I live here. The ARC, as everyone calls it, is the key to everything in Korea. Without it, you're a tourist with a nice stamp in your passport. With it, you can open a real bank account, sign a phone contract, get health insurance, rent a flat without paying a fortune in cash deposits. I've been getting by with a prepaid SIM and a T-Money card, but today that changes. The immigration office itself was a study in efficient bureaucracy. I'd booked my appointment through the HiKorea online portal a few days ago. That's the system for everything immigration related here. My slot was at 9 in the morning, and I arrived at 8:40, just to be safe. The building is in Namdong-gu, a part of Incheon that feels more like a business district than a residential one. Lots of glass towers, wide roads, not much shade. By the time I got inside, I was already sweating through my shirt. The process was smoother than I'd feared. A number, a short wait, a window where a woman with a patient smile checked my passport and my application. She asked me to confirm my address, the temporary flat I'm renting in Yeonsegu, and then she told me to wait for my card to be printed. It took about 15 minutes. 15 minutes to go from new arrival to registered resident. I paid a small fee at the counter, about 30,000 won, just under $25, and then I was holding it. The card. The key. The first thing I did was text my landlord. That might seem anticlimactic, but in Korea, your ARC is what lets you sign a proper lease. I've been staying in a short-term place, but now I could start looking at real flats. The rents in Incheon are gentler than Seoul. I'm told a one-bedroom in the city center runs about 819,000 won a month. Roughly $600. In Seoul, that same flat would cost you a third more. It's one of the reasons I chose Incheon as my base. The second thing I did was go to the bank. I'd opened a temporary account on arrival, but that was a tourist thing with limits on how much I could transfer. With my ARC, I could upgrade it to a proper account. I went to a Hana Bank branch near the immigration office. There's one right there, which is convenient for people who just got their card. The teller scanned my ARC, typed for a while, and then handed me a new debit card. Same plastic feel, but somehow more permanent. I also downloaded the Toss app, the digital bank that everyone here seems to use. Took 10 minutes to set up with my ARC, and now my phone is my wallet. I felt like celebrating, and the best place to celebrate in Incheon right now is Songdo. Songdo International Business District is a strange, wonderful place. It's built on reclaimed land, a planned city that rose out of the Yellow Sea in the span of a generation. Walking through it feels like stepping into a future where everything was designed on a computer first. Wide boulevards, glass towers, parks with artificial canals. Some people call it the Gangnam of Incheon, but that undersells it. Gangnam grew organically. Songdo was drawn on a blank canvas. It has a certain cleanliness, a kind of order that's almost meditative. I took the subway from Namdong-gu, transferred at a station I can't remember the name of, and popped out at Songdo Central Park. That's the heart of the district, a long, thin park with a man-made canal running through it. There are water taxis that you can ride down the canal, little electric boats that glide between the skyscrapers. I didn't take one, I wanted to walk. I wanted to feel the evening air. And here's the thing about August in Incheon. The daytime heat is brutal. A wet blanket that smothers you the second you step outside. The forecast said 26 to 34 degrees, feeling like 42 in the sun. It's the kind of heat that makes you move slowly, that turns simple errands into endurance tests. But in the evening, when the sun dips behind the towers, the city exhales. A breeze comes off the sea, and suddenly the streets are full of people. I walked the length of Central Park, past the G Tower with its observation deck, past families picnicking on the grass, past couples in matching shirts holding hands. A group of children were flying kites near the canal. It was all very calm, very civilized. I found a bench near the water and sat for a while, watching a water taxi drift by. I thought about how different this was from the Incheon of the Old Port, the Chinatown, the open-air markets I'd walked through on my first days here. Songdo feels like the city's future, while the port feels like its memory. Both are real. Both are Incheon. My stomach reminded me that I'd skipped lunch. I checked my phone for nearby restaurants and found a place called Oven Maru, a casual spot near the park that does wood-fired pizzas and pastas. It's not the kind of food you think of when you picture Korea, but Songdo is international in a way that the old city isn't. There are expats here, students, professionals from all over. The restaurants reflect that. I ordered a margarita, which cost about 12,000 won, and a cold glass of local beer, another 4,500. The pizza was good, better than I expected. The beer was cold enough to hurt my teeth. I sat by the window and watched the evening deepen outside. After dinner, I walked north toward Songdo Moonlight Festival Park. I'd heard about the Penaport Rock Festival that wrapped up there over the weekend. It drew 150,000 people, apparently, with headliners like Massive Attack and the Pixies. I'd missed it by a few days, but I was told the area would still be buzzing. The rumor was that the Songdo Beer Festival would be coming back to the same park from the 22nd to the 30th of August. 6 days of beer booths, evening music, that kind of thing. I made a mental note to come back. Tonight, though, the park was quiet. The festival stages were being dismantled, metal scaffolding and coiled cables lying in neat piles. A few late joggers passed me on the path. In the distance, the lights of the city towers blinked on, one by one, like a skyline being switched on manually. I stood at the edge of the park and looked back at the district. It's a strange thing to feel at home in a place that's still being built, but that's how Songdo feels. Under construction, yes, but alive. On my way back to the station, I stopped at a convenience store to top up my T-Money card. The basic fare for the subway is about 1,551, and you get free transfers between buses and trains within 30 minutes. It's a small thing, but mastering the transit card makes you feel less like a visitor. The store clerk, an older woman with tired eyes, scanned my card and nodded when I paid in cash. I wondered if she could tell I'd just become a resident. Probably not. Probably she sees 100 tourists a day. I took the subway back to my neighborhood in Yeonsu-gu. The train was quiet at that hour, mostly people heading home from work or early dinners. I found a seat by the window and watched the stations slide past. Each one had a name I was slowly learning. The maps were becoming familiar. I realized I'd stopped looking at the signs like a tourist, trying to decode the Korean. I was just reading them the way you read street signs in your own city. It's a small shift, barely perceptible, but it's the moment you start belonging to a place. Back at the flat, I unlocked the door and stood in the entryway for a moment. The air conditioner was humming, keeping the humidity at bay. I looked at my hands, the ARC card, the debit card, the T-Money card, three pieces of plastic that, combined, make my life here possible. I put them in my wallet, in the slots where I used to keep my old IDs. Tomorrow, I'll start looking at apartments. But tonight, I'm just going to sit here and let it sink in. I've lived in Incheon for 5 days. It already feels like longer. Annyeonghaseyo, Incheon. I think we're gonna get along just fine.